SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi in the cockpit just for a couple of seconds. Carver still finishing up dinner. He's got a lot to handle. He's got his best bets. College pro. He's trying to catch me in the NFL this year. I know I'm going to beat down his ass before the year is over, but we got a lot to get to tonight. Best bets in terms of college football and NFL on the horizon. You want to join in on the conversation, give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. We actually do have two college games on tap. We have Indiana up 21-0 on Indiana State. They were laying a 30.5-point number, 9:16 left in the second, and then we're about to kick off in terms of Lawrence, Kansas. Illinois catching 3.5 against Jalen Daniels and the Jayhawks. If Daniels can't go, it'll be the backup Bean. Bean is pretty good. He played last week as well, played last year as well in terms of limited duty. He's a mobile quarterback, so we'll see how it plays out. Do lean to Illinois because of the physicality. Look for Reggie Love and that rushing attack to break out. Brett Bielema on the road catching points. I like that recipe in this matchup against Kansas. But the NFL kicked off last night. We saw the matchup between Detroit and Kansas City. Kansas City jumped out to a 14-7 second half lead. All of a sudden, the pick six changes the momentum. And lo and behold, Jared Goff and the crew pull out the upset win as a 3.5-4-point underdog by kick, 21-20. Now, couple of things about that victory and what does it really mean as we welcome in our Sirius XM audience, Carver and Lisi right here talking NFL action between Kansas City and Detroit. We got a lot to get to in terms of the NFL and college. You want to join in again on the conversation, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Now, it's great for Detroit. It is great that they started fast. They're the front runners in terms of the NFC North. And in regards to this team, they're no longer the huntee. They are the hunted, right? The team that has the best odds in terms of their division. They were on the outside looking in for a potential wild card spot. Knock off Green Bay at the end of last year. The optimism, well, it starts fast. Jahmyr Gibbs involved in terms of the rushing attack. That dynamic pound, ground and pound attack of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs moving forward has the potential to be a lethal recipe, not just during the regular season, but potentially in a playoff run. That's what you need to do. But Jared Goff, a little inconsistent early, found his groove. Amon St. Brown, what big day. Touchdown in terms of the second half of that matchup. Josh Reynolds played a key role in the victory. And more importantly, the defense was opportunistic. That's what you want to see out of a young defense, right? You want to see them force turnovers against potentially the best quarterback in the NFL today in Patrick Mahomes. They got the pick six, even though it really wasn't Mahomes' fault. It goes off Kadarius Toney's hands. The pick six changes the whole momentum, but they were able to get some pressure. They were able to force Kansas City to methodically work down the field, and they didn't give up a lot of chunk plays in terms of that matchup, and that's a great start to the regular season. Now, after they get this victory in week number two and beyond, can Detroit maintain that consistency? That is the ultimate test, whether Detroit is really a contender or if they're a one-hit wonder, okay? Because it's the ability to reload and regroup. It's a great win. And I'm not one like I've heard a lot. I heard Tirico in terms of putting asterisks along this win. No, a win in the NFL, especially on the road, without Travis Kelce, is still a marquee win against the defending Super Bowl champs. I mean, to go into Arrowhead, to pull that ball game out, especially when they trailed 14-7, and then to force Patrick Mahomes into short to intermediate plays and to force him into a critical turnover, that's a dynamic effort. Now, on the flip side, for Kansas City, are they dead and buried unless Travis Kelce's in this lineup? Absolutely not. I don't think you rush Travis Kelce back. I think you save him, especially if he's not 100%. And there were some bright spots last night for the Kansas City offense. Outside of the terrible play of Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, Rice stepped up in terms of a dynamic performance. Pacheco looked okay in terms of the rushing attack, even though he didn't get a lot of yards and get over his total. He's still going to be an integral part of that offense. I saw players get involved. Noah Gray got involved with 3 receptions last night. Blake Bell, Carver called it last week, throughout the regular week, early part. He said Blake Bell is potentially a player that hits pay dirt, and lo and behold, he scores a touchdown. He was like plus 480, I believe, for an anytime touchdown last night. Patrick Mahomes distributed the football last night. He found playmakers, and when it wasn't there, he tucked it and ran. And you know what? Even though they lost last night, on paper, they're still the best team, hands down, with or without Travis Kelce, with or without Jones in that lineup in terms of a defensive perspective, as the best team in the AFC West. I'm not a buyer of Justin Herbert and Brandon Staley. I'm not a buyer, certainly, of Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. I want to believe in Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas as being potentially a wild card contender, but I can't do it right here, right now. I can buy into Kansas City and their consistency. And as well, Eric Bieniemy not calling the plays or being a part of that offense, I don't think was brought up enough. And this is not to say that it wasn't Andy Reid making the play calls or not having his hand in the offense, but football players and teams are creatures of habit. They love the consistency. When you change their day-to-day, especially in terms of game preparation, it does have a different type of effect. Now, long-term, will it affect this team in terms of making the playoffs or potentially an AFC championship? Absolutely not. But in the early part of the season, especially in weeks 1 and 2, that's where you might see a drop-off in terms of consistency, continuity, and more importantly, offensive production. And that's what we saw without Travis Kelce in that lineup. So we'll see how it plays out. There's a lot to get to this weekend. I love this slate in terms of the NFL. I love the slate in college. This could be either fantastic for everybody because we're going to go potentially 11-0, or we get knocked out in terms of early in terms of the 12 o'clock games, and then it continues. I feel really good though about the college side. Love some teams in terms of underdogs as well as it relates to NFL week number 1. When we come back, Carver will join us. We'll get right into the college week number 2 right here on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back on Sports Grid Radio. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We certainly are. Carver and Lisi back with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159, 844-843-6879. Oh, hi, Joe. How you doing?
Carver. I'm amped up. Don't get me started.
Now,
I'm telling you.
We have a lot to do, and I'm sure that while you weren't with me here for the first few minutes, you got into last night. And all I'm going to say is I think that the Chiefs, you know, last year they got rid of Hill. And it obviously they won, so it's hard to criticize them. They won the Super Bowl, but then they don't have Kelce last night. It kind of shows you, Joe, they haven't done the best job bringing in other guys, as far as I'm concerned. They just haven't. I don't. There's Sky Moore, no good so far. I know that you're telling me there's still, you know, you got to let it breathe. You got to give him some games. But there was a lot of guys. And Tony was a disgrace. Now, Tony was good when he played last year, which was very rare. But he was a disgrace last night, Joe. Legit disgrace.
He was. I mean, how many drops did he have? He's out like 6 to 9 weeks now, isn't he? Or no? I don't know. I saw a report that he's potentially out. It doesn't
matter. He's always out.
At the end of the day. Here it is. Again, you know, they didn't give up a lot of chunk plays last night. With or without Travis Kelce, that defense still played well for Detroit. They forced a turnover. That's a gutty effort. And I said in the open, there's no asterisks here.
That was a bad job,
you know,
by
come
him.
Come on. Give credit where the credit's due. It's the Super Bowl champs. They have the best player in terms of the quarterback position in Patrick Mahomes. They're playing at home. That's a quality win, and they went there to win it. You know, at the end of the day, Dan Campbell showed that when he went for it on the 4th-and-2 fake. That showed right now, then and there. They didn't just go there to show well. They went there to win the game, and that's what you want to see.
He also made some questionable decisions in the second half. Now, that was great, the fake too. But the punt that he had at the 40 at the one time, that was ridiculous. But, you know, you're right. They were there to play, and they got it done. Meanwhile, 14-0 Kansas here in the first quarter.
Look out. Where is that game, Carver?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. I think it's on the Deuce. No. It's on ESPN2.
All right, I'm gonna jump.
Oh, look at this! Kansas wearing the black tonight with the look at these. Look at
you're
these
on Kansas,
unis.
Aren't you?
I'm not gonna lie. I liked Kansas, but I didn't get anything in. It was just too much going on.
Nah, I'm gonna jump in right now on Illinois.
Ooh, 15.5.
Yeah, I'm taking the points. They're going to start to run on them.
Just a little chunk right there, 7 or 8 yards right there to start at the end of the first quarter. All right, Joe, we have a lot to do. Yes, go ahead.
All right, you're making it sound like I'm holding you up here. Am I holding you up, guy?
No, I just, I'm, you know, we got a lot of games. A lot of games.
I got a game. Use it.
What do you got?
I got some profit boost on Bama, Texas.
Yes, we got. Well, I have about 9 of them in my portfolio for the whole weekend.
Oh, excuse me.
No, but you probably do too. Joe, you do as well. You just never go into your offer thing and click them. You got to go in there and click them. You should have 2 college football parlay boosts. You should have 2 of those in there. You should have a whole Sunday slate. You should have a 1 p.m., a 4 p.m.
I don't know. I got this Sunday fun day.
Yes, all of that. There's tons of boosts in there, Joe. You got to use them. You gotta get involved.
You know, this is like, you know, I'm not a bells and whistles type of guy.
I used to shop with coupons.
But I don't do it anymore.
But it's not shopping with coupons. It's taking something that you were going to bet anyway, and I know how you bet. So 3-team parlays in college football, please. I mean, I know that you're betting those. And you put a little extra, you get a little extra gas on it.
All right, I just claimed them. You know what it is? They changed the app on me, Carver. I'm a creature of habit, just like football players, you know? I'm dialed in. I need the same thing. I eat the same stuff every day. I have the workout regimen. Once you disrupt my schedule, it's same thing with the app. You know, I'm used to looking in certain areas, and this is what happens. Now I'm claiming everything. I don't even know what I have.
There's tons of stuff there that you can, you got to go through it, and you got to use them properly, maximize. That's what it's all about.
I just took Illinois plus.
Your max bets on those are probably a lot more than what I get, too. So
I took a straight bet on Illinois plus the 15.5. Straight bet.
Joe, here's what we're doing, of course, as always. We're going to try to get all the NFL done this hour, and we'll do the picks, and then we'll do all the college in the second hour and do the picks. How's that sound?
Sure, sounds fantastic.
All right, let's start in Pittsburgh. Niners and the Steelers at the place the Steelers play. Bosa's going to play, of course. Sounds like Kittle's up in the air, Joe, for this one.
And then, he's always up in the air.
He's always up in the air. Niners minus 2.5, 41.5 is the total.
Yeah, I'm now dialed in. I know who I like here.
Who do you like here? Who's
his I like
bet?
Pittsburgh. No, it's not a best bet, but the best bet is the over for me. Could be a best bet. I like the over. I've said it all offseason. I'm not backing down. I think Kenny Pickett in year two, I think they're going to come to play. I'm not buying in. I'm with you on San Francisco. I don't care. I've watched Brock Purdy play just as more than anybody that's claiming that they watched him in the NFL. I've seen Brock Purdy with the bullseye on his back at Iowa State with Matt Campbell when they went to the Big 12 championship, lost to Oklahoma, and the next year they limped to a 7-6 record and couldn't even beat Baylor and West Virginia on the road. Okay, that's what I saw out of Brock Purdy his last year in Ames. I'm taking Pittsburgh plus the 2.5, and I'm taking over 41.5 because I believe Pittsburgh has weapons, especially in the red zone.
Now, what happened to the 49ers in the NFC Championship game, Joe, that destroyed it for them? Their offensive line couldn't hold up. Their O-line could not hold up. And the Eagles took Purdy's head off. All right, let's just say it. And then
Hassan Reddick is still like.
And then even Johnson, they banged up. I know that he's an old man and you know, whatever, but still. So what do the Steelers do really well, Joe?
Get after it.
T.J. Watt, pass rush. So I think they're going to do that. I think that Tomlin's going to have them all over them. And I think this is a game where now Steelers have gotten a little too public maybe for me, Joe. Seems like everybody's on the Steelers this week.
You think they're public? I don't think they are.
No, some places it seems like they are.
I don't buy into
just some
that.
People with the picks.
I think
but
it's just some people.
I am taking the Steelers at home in week one here to get this done. I'll give me the 2.5, Joe.
All right. It's not a – I don't love it, but I like the Steelers. I do like the over. Like, I love the over. I'm willing to alt the over 46. That's how much
I think. Yeah, I like the over as well. I think I like the over more than anything else. I do think there'll be some points.
And here's the thing. It could be turnovers for Brock Purdy. It wouldn't shock me if Pittsburgh turns them over a couple of times. I'm not sold on Brock Purdy on the road. I don't care if Christian McCaffrey's there, Deebo. I don't care. He could be a turnover machine. So I'm taking Pittsburgh. I'm taking the over. Best bet.
Wow, how about that?
I said that.
Go.
And here's the thing. I will make adjustments if I'm wrong, but I'm not one to say it in April and then I'm going to shy away that I like the over as we inch closer. I don't do that. It's just not me.
You don't do that. You're right about that, Joe.
Not my style.
Let's stay in the AFC North. The Bengals and the Browns get together. We'll probably have to finish this after the break, but Bengals and the Browns get together. This is now gone to 1.5, Joe.
Yeah.
For the Bengals, 47.5 sitting on the total. I'll give you a little pre. I mean, me and you have liked the Browns for months here in this spot.
And now you're going to jump off the ship and take.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. Now I jumped off the ship with the Lions. It worked out for me.
Did work out for you. Great play.
The Chiefs, I should say, to the Lions.
Wrong. I was wrong.
So.
But I lean to the Browns. I like them. I already have them plus 2.5. I have them on plus 170 on the money line. Again, I think both quarterbacks are going to eat. You know, I think
you think this is well over 47.5.
I do.
Are you alting this?
I might, depending upon how Saturday goes. I already have the over.
Get it. See how big we can get.
Probably get it up to 57. I bet. No.
Alternate total points. Let's see. The biggest number they give you is 77.5.
I mean, come on, 77.5.
What number do you? You want to do 59.5? You think both teams get in the 30s?
I think, what's 56.5? Give me 10 points higher.
56, they don't have 50. They have 55 and 57.
You see how they do that?
Yeah, I know, Joe. Yeah, well, it's every two they have. They go 49, 51, 53,
all right, so what's 57?
Plus 320.
I like that. I think it could be a crazy game. I think it could be like 45-41 Cleveland. I think it could be one of these wild shootouts. I really feel that.
All right. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We're running through all the NFL this hour. Next hour, we're doing the college. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard. All right, Joe. So we're obviously both in on this over, Cincinnati and Cleveland, 47.5. But in terms of actually winning the game, I'm going home dog again here, too. I'm going Browns. I think the Browns are going to win.
It's scary. After I did it, I have a lot of dogs I like this weekend. But, you know,
well, I think that that's the way to play week one, Joe. I think that that's the way to play it. I'd rather go dogs week one than anything else.
I know. It's just, it is a little scary. I don't know. We'll see. There's one favorite I do like. You're not going to like it.
Well, let's see what other dogs we can find with you. How about this dog? Let's see if we can bark here. The Texans are in Baltimore to start the C.J. Stroud era. Lamar Jackson, of course, returns. He has not finished the last couple of years. I will say this, Joe. Me and Scotty were talking about this on Friday on Coast to Coast. I like Lamar a lot. I wish he didn't play for the Ravens because I can't stand the Ravens. But Lamar is a good dude, man, and you do root for him. Like, he just seems like a really cool guy, personality, everything. Like, just listening to him talk this week leading up to the game, he's excited to get back on the field. He's such a talent. I mean, like I said, I hate the Ravens, but I think as much as we just discussed, you don't really want to lay a lot of points, especially in week one. This is another one. For months, I said I'm taking the Ravens minus the 10. And like, yeah. Here we are, like 72 hours out, and I'm like, really? Why did it go down to 9.5 for a few hours today? Why did it do it? Like, this stuff starts getting in your head, Joe. Starts getting in your head. But I'm going to stick with it. I'm taking the Ravens minus the 10.
I'm with you. I don't love it. But I like the over again in this game. I mean, I think C.J. Stroud's going to be able to move the football. I said it. They have playmakers there. I think Bryce Young and Stroud are the real deal. I really do. I think they're gonna hit the ground running, both guys. Now, again, what does the defense give you in terms of Houston in this ball game? I don't know. That is a concern. You have a defensive-minded head coach. Takes a while. As good as Will Anderson is, you know, you're talking about it's Will Anderson and everybody else. So I'm with you. I lean to Baltimore, but I like the over. You're telling me that with Lamar and C.J. Stroud, we're not going to get over 43.5?
Well, there's a feeling out there that D'Amico Ryans and this defense are going to be very good. There's a feeling
very
of that.
Very good,
Joe.
From week one?
There's a feeling of that. Now, I don't think they're going to score many points, the Texans, even though the Raven defense isn't very good.
I think this wide receiver core is very underrated, severely underrated.
I honestly wouldn't mind getting out of this game with like a 24-10 Ravens win. Like I'm not going near the total, Joe. I'm gonna be very happy if the Ravens just cover me the 10 points.
How nonchalant are you? Like just like, you know, like well, if I win, I win, no big deal.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean,
I'm just saying you were pounding the drum. You were walking out like, oh, I'm laying it, best bet. This is, I feel strong. And now all of a sudden you're like wallowing. I don't know what you're doing. You're waffling. Why?
Not waffling, because I guess we spent months just staring at these, and now this week is when you intake a lot of information about it, and it gives you more to think about.
Who is changing your opinion? Because
it's not
you see,
who.
Like,
it's not any. It's not a who. It's just, you know. It's time now. I mean, you look at things like how the line moves.
Yeah, put up or shut up. This is it.
You get more information.
You believe in yourself or don't.
You know who's playing and who's not at this point. There's just a lot of things that factor in when you get this close. A lot of variables, Joe. All right?
Please.
I know you go to the window with a lot of emotion.
I go to the window. Yeah, I go with emotion, but I don't let anybody sway me. You could tell me
I didn't say
the top
nobody
10
was swaying
handicappers
me. Said
in the
information.
World
nobody,
are picking, are
information
picking the Ravens. That doesn't
me.
Matter to me. I think I'm the smartest guy in the room. So you know what? I live and die by my decisions. That's it. Nobody else.
Right. Well,
I don't care.
That's one thing that you're doing with this Carolina game because you don't really care. You're taking the Panthers plus the 3.
Oh, I am. I am. Yeah. Look.
Nobody's changing my mind on this one.
No.
Falcons by 15.
Yeah, by 15. I know. You and everybody else. Oh, this Falcon team. We're putting Arthur Smith on there like he's the second coming of Bill Walsh. I mean, like, really, with this guy. On top of it, on in terms of the mustache, like really, he looks like an absolute. I mean, he looks ridiculous. He does. He looks like I don't know what he looks like, but it's. I'm telling you. And then on top of that, you're putting Dez Ritter into this class. Like, all of a sudden, Dez Ritter's a great NFL quarterback.
Nobody said that. Nobody said it.
I said it.
I think they're going to win the game playing the style that they played last year. And I think that's going to be even improved. Their offensive line mauls people.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just tell you this right now. And I'm just going to tell you this quickly. Okay? We're going to stuff Bijan. We're going to stuff your boy Tyler Algier. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Bryce Young might throw for four touchdowns against
careful. So Bryce Young is the second coming of God. I gave you the thing the other day. All these number one overall picks always come out of the gate slow, but he's going to throw for four touchdowns in his first start.
That's right. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Now I'm going to ult the Falcons. I really am. Minus
Go ahead. Ult it. You feel strong? Ult it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Now I'm really
going to push you over. I want them to push you over.
I don't like that.
Why? What don't you like?
Because there's been better quarterbacks than Bryce Young that have been taken first overall that haven't been able to accomplish this. That don't come out strong and beat everybody up week one. You know, probably had the best performance, and it wasn't a loss, was Newt Cam that year, right? Remember when Cam's first game with the Panthers, how good he was? What was that, against the Packers, Joe? I'm trying to remember. Remember that game, first game Cam played? But he didn't win that game. I don't see that from Bryce Young. I don't see that. Who's catching the ball, Joe? All those four touchdowns, who's catching them? Adam Thielen on one leg?
We'll see.
There's not a lot there offensively.
Okay.
It's a problem for me. The Bucs are in Minnesota to start the year, the Baker Mayfield era. Getting 5.5 now, it's gone down. 46 is the total. I'm riding Baker, Joe. I'm in on the Bucs. I'll tell you why.
We're going to put his head into the turf. That's what we're going
to
do.
The Vikings last year were in a billion games that came down to the wire, and they won pretty much all of them. God bless them. And they might win this one, too. They can go ahead and win a nice 3-point game. They don't blow anybody out. And Tampa Bay will hang around. Bowles will have a nice little scheme here for the defense. I think Baker will be able to put a couple touchdowns on the board. Plus 5.5 for the Bucs for me, Joe.
Good. I'm laying it with the Minnesota. I tell you what, they are so one-dimensional. And you thinking that Baker Mayfield is this great quarterback. He's not. Todd Bowles is an anchor, just like Matt Eberflus. And at the end of the day, I don't think they're prepared. I don't think their defense is that good. Tell me how they're going to stop Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins. And I don't love Kirk Cousins, but tell me how they're going to stop the passing attack. Tell me. And by the way, you make it sound like they're not to go back on Carolina, but you make it sound, I know, like Adam Thielen is the reason why that Carolina is going to cover. I mean, Adam Thielen.
Wait a second. Who's catching the football?
Laviska Shenault. From Colorado.
Who?
Laviska Shenault.
I know. We've had years of him. Years of him, Joe, doing nothing. Okay?
All right.
Years of him doing nothing.
They have three standouts at the college level that can catch the football.
Who have been in the league for years and haven't been standouts in the NFL.
All right. Yet. They got Frank Reich.
Yet. So when's it going to happen? Now?
It's going to happen this weekend.
Okay, it's going to magically happen this week in Atlanta. These guys who were standout in college years ago are going to show up at the Mercedes Dome in Atlanta on Sunday and become Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. That's what they're going to become.
You know why?
Their wide receiver core sucks, Joe. They got one of the worst wide receiver groups in the league.
From the West Coast to the East Coast is with you on Atlanta. Good luck.
I got bad news for you, Joe. Every once in a while, the mushes win. I know you don't like hearing it because in today's day and age, every single side has a mush on it in your life. Now that we legalized sports gambling, the mushes are everywhere, Joe. They're everywhere.
I went to go pick up some food. Yeah, everybody's talking. Dez Ritter, this Arthur Smith, Bijan. That's when you know Joe Poe's on Atlanta, okay? Just so you know. We'll
see. Atlanta's going to win that game.
And here's another one. You know what? You and this Baker Mayfield, Minnesota's going to win this ball game by double digits. Thinking and attaching your car to a pedestrian journeyman quarterback that couldn't stick at Cleveland, let alone the Rams, and now his third team in terms
and
of the Tampa Bay
so
Bucks.
I'll turn the table on you. I'll turn the table on you. You're attaching your car to a team that can never close anyone out.
But you know what? They're playing at home, and they have the best wide receiver in the game. Okay,
who's unhappy? Who's unhappy?
Yeah, I know. He's unhappy. I know. Well, what about Mike Evans? They didn't sign him to an extension. Is he happy?
He's perfectly fine walking out the door.
Yeah, I know.
Care. He's 100 years old. He's had his day.
100. Okay. So then, who he could throw it to? Who's he throwing it to?
He'll find if Godwin can actually keep himself on the field, it might be him.
Yeah. Todd Bowles. All of a sudden, Todd Bowles. Now, where's the defense for Todd Bowles? He got sliced and diced by Brock Montana last year. All of a sudden now he's gonna stop Justin Jefferson.
I want to see the Vikings do it. I don't think they will this week. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's what I feel like right now with Joe. Come after me, Joe! Come after me!
I am coming after you.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Come after me, Joe!
That's it.
I'm a man. I'm 40. Let's go.
I am. I'm gunning for you this weekend.
I like when we're not on the same side.
Me neither. It's great radio, and I love just going mano a mano.
All right, so here's
big
how.
Big chest to big chest.
It is time for the weekly Carver and Lisi NFL selections. So we do this, obviously, with the college, too. We're already a couple weeks into that. In college, we pick 7 because, let's be fair, I mean, there's just so many games.
We give you every
in
window.
In college.
We give
that
you
we
every
try
window.
To,
we
right.
try to give you
so
every
So in the NFL, we keep it to 4 picks. All right, so 4 selections for the NFL. I know a couple weeks we do different. Like, I think Thanksgiving week, we pick a couple Thanksgiving games, and then separate, we do the... But for week number one, Joe, the standard 4 selections for the picks. Week number one, the Carver and Lisi picks on Sports Grid Radio. Joe, you are up first.
I'm going to go with a 4 o'clock. This is a crypto play. Okay,
crypto play
to start the year. My best bet, I love the Rams plus the 4.5 on the road in Seattle. And everybody knows I was the only person in America that was on Seattle and Geno over the 5.5 last year. I believed in Pete Carroll. I believed in DK Metcalf. And now they made me money, and I'm jumping ship. I believe in Sean McVay week one. I believe in Matt Stafford, even though he doesn't know any of his teammates' names. I think they can run it. I think Geno's turnover prone, even playing at home. Slight regression. Give me the Rams plus the 4.5, and all right.
All right, Joe. I might put them in my my weekly four-team sneezer. I might bump the Rams up in the sneezer up
crypto.
To 10 and a half.
That's a crypto play.
That's a crypto play. I'm very surprised at you that you're just throwing the Seahawks to the side of the road after they were so good to you this entire year. That is a little surprising to me, but you got to do what you got to do, Joe. So there you go. Pick number one for Joe. There, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna start with a couple games that we've already talked about, Joe, just to kind of lead us in that way, and then we'll get to the games we haven't discussed. We said Atlanta. I'm on Atlanta. I'm laying the 3.5. I'm going after Bryce Young. They're going to have to, basically, who's catching the football? Go get some wide receivers from the grocery store in the morning before they head to the stadium. -3.5 for the Falcons, Joe. Pick number one for me.
All right, I'm going to go with a total. I've talked about it, San Francisco and Pittsburgh. I believe in the over. I think Kenny Pickett's going to have a much better year than he did last year. What did he throw? 6-7 touchdown passes, even in limited duty. He became the starter. Now with red zone options. Again, I love Darnell Washington. I love Freiermuth in terms of the tight ends. Najee can catch the ball out of the backfield. Deontay Johnson and George Pickens, I think, are legitimate wide receivers. And again, everybody talks about about the San Francisco defense. I think they could be exposed.
Oh, yeah. They could be exposed. They're going to turn Brock Purdy over in this ballgame. Even though it's not the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, this game has 48-50 points written all over it. Over San Francisco, Pittsburgh.
Pick number two for me. Another game that we've already discussed. I like it even more now. Baker and the Bucks into Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Everybody's on Minnesota. Everybody's on Minnesota. Well, not me. Give me Baker and the Bucks plus the 5.5 against a team that always played close games last year. And I don't even think they're as good as they were last year. Plus 5.5 for Tampa.
All right, I'm going to go. Carolina, I could go against you, but I'm not going to do it because I love Carolina. I'm going to bet it. But I'm going to go with Arizona. Ron Rivera in Washington shouldn't be favored by 7 over anybody. He's a terrible head coach. He doesn't even know his ass from his elbow. Does he know it's week one already? The only bright spot of that offense is Eric Bieniemy. Love the players they have, but they're not consistent. No continuity. Sam Howell could be turnover prone. I know it's Josh Dobbs, but give me the Arizona Cardinals to keep it close plus the 7 over Washington.
I got to tell you, Joe, that's another one. Like, as the week's gone on, well, the Commanders shouldn't be favored by 7 against anybody.
I know,
but just Arizona is going to be so bad. Why isn't this thing moved at all? Why isn't it like 8 now or 9? Or like what is going on here? I even thought about taking Washington in the knockout pool, and I backed off. I said, I can't do it. I'm not taking him in the knockout pool. I'm not going to take the meat on the – I'm not going to play this game, Joe, but I like the stones by you going after Washington here with the 7 with Arizona. Pick number 3 for me, Joe. Last year, you were all over the Denver Broncos. I mean, you were putting them down left, right, and center. We all were, to be fair. But you knew from the jump that wasn't going to be Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett, whatever. But there's a new sheriff in town, Joe. Yeah. And it is not Russell Wilson. It is Sean Payton. Sean Payton is a winner in the NFL. A winner. And he's already given Russ the business. Stop acting like you're running for office. Stop shaking hands and kissing babies. Let's run the offense and score some points. And I think the Broncos do that here in week number one. Because why? They are playing a team that already seems like they got all kinds of problems. I don't know what's going on with Chandler Jones. I don't know how long Jimmy G will last this year. I'm taking the Broncos, Joe, minus 3.5 against the Raiders.
All right, no problem. And I'm mixing it up now. Look, at the end of the day, I think it's a train wreck waiting to happen. I don't think he's comeback player of the year. I think Denver's under the 8.5. I sold him in terms of the futures. But we'll see how it plays out. I like Las Vegas in the game, but God bless you. You're going with Sean Payton. Here we go. Look, I've been very critical of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. I don't care that Bill O'Brien's there with Mac Jones. There are no offensive weapons. I don't care that Tom Brady is hoisting whatever they're doing in terms of honoring Tom Brady at 425 in Foxborough. I do know that Philadelphia has an offense, they have a defense, and I think the old man is regressing. I think it's a fast start for Jalen Hurts. Laying 4, they're trying to get New England money. I don't buy it. Philadelphia by 17. They boat race New England in this ballgame.
Wow. Boat race them. Final one for me, Joe, is a total. Now, last year, these two teams played, and it was an absolute, no doubt about it, dead under in Los Angeles between the Dolphins and the Chargers. 23-17, only 40 points in that game. Everyone thinks it's going to be that way again, Joe. Dead under game. Well, dead under game. Then why is this total still hanging around in the 50s? And I know it's moved down a little bit. Still sitting at 50.5. I'm taking it, Joe. I'm going on the other side. I'm going against the trend. I'm going against everything else. I think this will be a shootout in Los Angeles on Sunday. I'm going over the 50.5, the Dolphins and the Chargers out in Los Angeles, Joe, on Sunday afternoon. So there you go. The week one Carver and Lisi picks. I have the Chargers and the Dolphins over the 50.5. The Broncos minus the 3.5. The Bucks plus the 5.5. Atlanta minus the 3.5. Joe, quick recap. Go ahead.
I got Rams plus 4.5 over San Francisco. Pittsburgh 41.5. Arizona plus the 7. And Philadelphia minus the 4.
Minus the 4. I'll give you some quick thoughts on that game as well. I'm with you. I think the Eagles are going to kill them. I don't like the way the lines moved. That stuff always bothers me, Joe, as you know. But I just don't see it. That Eagle offense was explosive. I know the Patriot defense was good last year. I think the Eagles are a 10-point win in that game. I really do. Let's get a couple, Joe, that we either didn't pick or haven't discussed yet. I like this just missed my card. I like Tennessee and New Orleans here, plus the 3.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to win the game outright. Plus 130 money line for me with the Titans, 41.5 is the total. The Derek Carr era begins in New Orleans. I'm sorry. I think the coach is a hump, and I think there's a major coaching advantage with Vrabel. I think Vrabel will have his guys ready to play. You actually have Tannehill healthy for now. You have Henry fresh off of an offseason, not taking a lot of punishment. Early in the year, he usually comes out very good until he gets banged up a little bit. I like this Tennessee team to win. They win these games, Joe. These early season games with Vrabel, NFC, you know. I'm going with
you're
them.
Taking
give me the Titans.
Them? Yeah,
I'm taking them.
I don't like that. I lean to New Orleans in this matchup. Who's he throwing to?
Give it to the big fella.
Like seriously.
And he's got DeAndre Hopkins now, by the way.
Yeah, I understand that, but
D-Hop playing with a little chip. I listened to him the other day. Little chip.
Well, I still think there's tread on the tire for him. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, then there you go. There's your answer to who he's going to throw to. Right?
Yeah. Boy. I mean, yeah. I mean, do you think they get 20 points on that defense? I mean, is Derrick Henry gonna run for 200? How much is he eating? How much is Derrick Henry eating in this game?
Could be a lot. Could be a lot. Next, Joe. Packers and the Bears, actually, none of us had. And I'll tell you why. I think the Packers was on my card. I don't like that Watson's not playing, Joe. That bothers me.
That bothers you?
That's a big loss for him. That was his that little time that he did play last year, that was his guy. Watson really busted out. Even Dobbs was hobbling around this week, even though he's going to play. I think that's an issue. I'm still going to root Packers. I might put them in a teaser, get them up to 7.5. I still think the over's good here. I know me and you both liked over 41.5. But I'm probably going to stay away from the side now, straight with the Packers.
Mm. Shocking. Shocking.
Mm.
I like the over still. We're 3 points a discount. I mean, you got two mobile quarterbacks. Again, I mean, are we expecting what, 14-10? Are we expecting 17-30? Basically, 24-21, you get the total. I mean, how many points are we expecting in this game?
Yeah. Sunday Night Football, Joe, at MetLife. Cowboys and the Giants, now 3.5. You're laying it, huh? You're going to lay it down.
Now there's talk about Waller not playing.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Waller is another one. He didn't even get through a game yet, and we're already hurt.
Paid him all this money.
What are we doing here?
I still like the over in that game, though, as well.
45.5 right now.
I do.
I kind of like the over as well. Usually the primetime games are prop games for me. I do a lot of props in those standalone primetime games. So I'll probably be looking for some things there. I think Cooks is going to be good with the Cowboys, Joe.
I think so, too. Here's the thing that Cooks, 1,000-yard receiver, I mean, that was with Davis Mills last year. I mean, yeah. He was clearly the best, and that was no rushing attack. So every time, just think about this, they had no rushing attack, even though Pierce was there. People build up Pierce like it was, at the end of the day, pedestrian rushing attack, one-dimensional. So he ate, still being predictable. That's great production. I think he's going to have a huge year.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. I'm with you. I kind of need to see the Giants beat the Cowboys to believe it. You know? They've been so bad against them. What is it, 7 out of 8? Might be even worse than that. It could be even worse. Giants are better. The Waller stuff is a problem. But the half is enticing to me.
I mean, here's the thing. Do you believe that Dallas is going to be the we picked them for the division.
I know that, but it's a division road game. You look at the numbers, Joe. The week one, division home dogs have been very, very successful in covering.
I know, spicy and tangy and all that stuff, but guess what? I'm not buying it.
I think Dallas.
I'm laying it.
Three, I'd say Cowboys. That half is just, it's enough for me. To suck me in.
All right. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm not gonna say it.
You say whatever you want.
No, I'm a believer in the sense of. I just think Dallas has way. I think they could exploit the secondary of the Giants. They just match up
probably
well against them. And I think now with Deuce Vaughn and that offense, Cooks, you know. They don't have maybe as high of tight end play, but they still have guys that can make up in terms of that offense. I still think Dak could attack them. I think he's poised for maybe a 300-yard night against them.
Joe, of course, Monday night we come on. Bills and the Jets also at MetLife. We have been looking forward to that one for a while, too. We got another hour to go. It's college football hour. We get you ready for Saturday here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.